Begin the current daf, Masechtas Chulin daf Mem, begin Lamed Aleph, begin Tes Mazda, begins the Gemara, Hadam Lahar. That the way to resolve the contradiction is that when did we say that it's not going to be considered as, like we said in the Mishnah, Asabahan, it's not Zipchi Mesim, it's when he did it for the mountain itself versus this, the Gadudahar, which that the mountain does not become idolatry itself. The way Rashi explains, now even though it's not going to be considered as nobody that the sacrifices should become forbidden, as we're saying is the halacha of the Mishnah. But still, whoever worships the mountain is going to get killed by the sword. The Tanya Perek call it slum. The Gemara said the way to said that Ben Aleph. The non-Jews who worship the mountains, hey mutarim, the mountains are permitted. But those who worship it get killed by the sword. Remain namet perikar, but mises the gemasanid of samachav and aleph. Midah hava mashtachav lahar, just like when you bow down to a mountain, the har mutar, that the mountain is permitted. The one who worships it gets killed by the sword. Which Tzitz addressed the question. He said, "But don't wonder. Wait, the kibin dali mikri leha. Since he's saying it's not called namet dezara." Because it's mechubal lekarik, it's attached to the ground. Am I of the besayif? Why then the worship one of the worshipers gets killed by the sword? Because davkelin ibud kamakra. It's specifically regarding destroying the avodah zarah that the pasuk says the lemikel lahai. That's not called avodah zarah. Because the chsiv, this is the pasuk in the Rabbi Yud Beis Bereish the kra. The beginning of this pasuk, when we say eleheim alaharm, but not to harm themselves, it's the beginning of that pasuk talking about avodah ta'avdun, about destroying the avodah zarah. If that's the case, hocha perushai. This is what it's saying, Eliheim Shalaharim Ta'ibdun, that the Avodah Zarah on the mountains you have to destroy, Velaharim Shehim Eliheim. But not the mountains, that if they're the Avodah Zarah itself, they don't have to be destroyed. But the one who worship them will be destroyed. Umash Shetakribis Har Mutter, so then why is the sacrifice of the mountains permitted if you're saying that it is considered as Avodah Zarah? And that's why you get Saif, get killed by the sword. Hanim Hashem, the Gemin Mekalim, because you learn that from the vessels. You have to destroy. The pasuk told me regarding vessels that are utilized in the service of avodah zarah. The Rambam the Torah is telling you that davka lehem alaharim, specifically the avodah zarah on the mountains. But the mountains themselves are not avodah zarah. And the that's teaching us regarding that you're not required to destroy those vessels. Inami, or another approach you could take is mishamachi. The reason why Ha'avdim Messiah, that the one who worships it gets killed by the sword, Avagav Lemirke Laha, even though it's not considered by the Zarah Shem Chuberhu because it's attached to the ground, Shem Dekol Erechman, Ha'avdim Mazalis, because the Torah reveals to us by those who worship the constellations, the planets, that's called Avdi Kachav Mazalis, is where the name Akum comes from, worshipping the constellation, the Messiah, that he's liable, so like says Pasuk Dvarim Dalvad, he says Hashem is Regoimer, that is going to be Be'yelech V'yavad, the Pasuk says Be'lashem is Alireyech, And even though it's attached to the actual circle of the sky of the actual different orbits, so you see that even though it's mechuber, that still the halach is going to be the yichayv misa. That's a pasuk you learn that from Devarim Dal when you're worshiping the planets. I v'halik tani hacha. I always say over here l'shem cham l'vano, that for the sun and the moon. That's considered worshiping of the dead. Hainu ligadayu, that's for the, like we said, what Sagamar says. How do we resolve that? She says, oh, that's for the malach of that's in charge of the mountains. Shem telushim, which they're detached. Hamalochim hamanhigim oisam is a malachim that lead them. Can I mean the medrash? Like we say in the medrash, Yud biz malachim anhikim esachama. 12 malachim that they lead the sun, or it's shmoyne malachim. But be that as it may, that's why that's what we're saying differently here. I mean, because we were saying that things that are mechubarim, like we're calling the planets attached. As Tzitz bring a raya that you see that still it's going to be chiv misa, so that's what we're saying. That no, here when we're saying that when you worship the sun and the moon, it is zivchim eisim. That doesn't mean actual sun and the moon, because they actually are considered mechuber, and then they wouldn't have a halacha takrei b'sakum, specifically for the malachim. But says Tosfos Ibn Kundra's Leipirishkin, but actually Rashi does not explain like this, because the Muki Haikra, he explains this positive, but he says Hashem is regemi betlushim, that actually they're considered detached. And they actually brings a proof from this, the Avagav, the Balachem, the Mitzri, Mishra Mabez Kechavim, that even though living creatures do not become forbidden as Avodah Zarah, Mekomoka Mikri Laha, they're still called Avodah Zarah, V'asir, the Tekrivitz Tadu, and that their sacrifices become forbidden. And he brings a Raya actually from the planets which are detached, which are not attached to any ground, to this point itself. That we see that even though they don't become forbidden, but they're still called Laha, and that you're forbidden to worship it. But then says, okay, so if that's the case, that we're saying that takrevis, that was for something attached, it's not become forbidden, and that's what's saying hashrechet l'shem har is not forbidden, then says, tell me, begin to say, in the maishna takrevis har, then why is the sugya of sacrificing to a mountain, why is it different mitzipoy har from the sugya of the, if the mountain was plated, was covered with something, that the plague of Tanoi, there's a machlekes Tanoi beperikol tzlamim, and the Gemara b'tzodah b'mehem enough, that now we learn the Mishnah, mashalein aser, what's on the mountains are forbidden. Except like it says, the pasuk l'sach men kesef zav aleim, don't desire the gold and silver that's on the mountains itself. V'yisem, he says, alahar melehehem, says, what's on the mountains are there avodah zarah, alahar melehehem, and but the mountains are not the avodah zarah. The Gemara says, the plagi, what are they disagreeing about? Is betzipa har kahar? Do we say that the plating of the mountain is like the mountain itself? Do we say that the mountain and the plating is forbidden, or only the mountain is forbidden? So if that's the case, so why is this so different than what we're saying over here, that just like a mountain, why by takrevis for a mountain, everyone agrees that it's not forbidden versus the tzipoy of the har? So on that says Tosfos, there's something you can say, the hasamayir, there's too much sha'ivdim as a tzipoy, when you worship the plating itself. So that's why the Rabbanim would say that the tzipoy would be forbidden. The falachi, even so, shortly Rabbi's like, Rabbi says, permitted Mishim dehin no ibdin oisai, because now you don't really worship it, it'll agav har, only secondary to the mountain. But the ligaband, if it's secondary, it's nullified to the mountain. The lay tafel chum ikr, that the secondary cannot be more forbidden than the ikr, and since the mountain does not become forbidden, so too the tzipui. Rabban namen, Rabban also, ilav kra, really, if not for pasik, have a shar mehai tamen, they actually would say it's permitted for that reason. Or inami, another Portuguese says, Rabban astri, they say it's forbidden Mishim shah ibdin oisai, because, because they're worshiping it, and therefore, you can't say that secondary to the mountain, it's independent, and this that they say that the reason they're abundant from the pasuk of Lesachmed, truth is it's really because they're worshiping it itself, and the cross machtam alma, really the pasuk is just a hint to it, but really. It's really in the, it's because they're worshiping it itself. But then says Tosfos, okay, so Tosfos is able to answer why it is that tzipui is different than the takrevis of a har. But then Vim Taimer says Tosfos, the b'mash meresh perikol asurin, t'mon of chavches mabeis, the tzipui balechayim, that by the plating of a living creature is the opposite. Mutarim lehedyit, there it's actually permitted for a commoner. Umuki, and the Gemara explains that leisach met kesev zav Alehem, that don't desire the gold and silver that's on them is bedavish im beruachem, someone that's not a living spirit. Bedavish is beruachem, meaning from an animal. Hoivu mutter, since the animal is permitted, sipuyinamim mutter, so the plating is also permitted. Vafuli gvoya mash mahasim nabashar, and even for Hashem would be, it sounds like it would be permitted. Ilab de chsib boy, if you didn't have the pasuk in the bakr, which excludes. Vafuli mairi, and even if it's tomak shayin oivdenoisai, that you don't worship it, mashma tekrivis balachem dasa. Why is it different than tekrivis balachem, that actually tekrivis is forbidden? And so why would the tzipui be permitted? The Hashem says in this case is the opposite. The tzipa shari tfei, the plating of the animal is actually more permitted. The botla gabayu, because it's actually secondary, it's nullified to the animal itself. The shari, that's like when the animal is worshipped itself, with the animal actually is permitted. It's a living creature, conscious with what's sacrificed to that, which that could be forbidden. Now, but says that the truth is miyunira, but actually it seems that the tzipa balchai asra falahedyut. It's not true. Actually,
the plating of the living creature actually is forbidden even for a regular person. But the parah chasam, the fact that the Gemara asked about the time to rabbin the krah, because we had a reba the pasuk, it would have been a krah, but if we didn't have a reba in the pasuk, it's even mutter. The plating would be permitted for hektish. Vodach Savait says in the pasuk, about the meshamam and makamahu, that you have to destroy the name from that place, kol asur l'shamam, whatever is made for that name. Now, why do you have to infer the reason that rabbin the krah? Because you have the riba pasuk, hashu nam the rabbin the krah. Even if you have a riba the pasuk, tikshalei, you can still ask heich mutter lehedyet. How are you permitting for the hedyet? The krah demin abakol lekvayksev, where it's for hektish, and so I would only know that it's a krava for the mizbeach, but for a regular person, we would say it's aser. So then the Gemara's question is. But how is it permitted? But it says Yibat Meshamam. So Elavada, rather obviously, Af Lehedir Aser, that even for a regular person, it's forbidden the Tzipui of a Balachayim. Even though you don't find the Pasuk only for Gevoya, but still it's going to be forbidden for Hedir. And behind time, the reason is, given Hashem Inna, the Sumla Gevoya, since we let you know that it's forbidden for Hashem, and Miki Neved, and it's called that it was worship L'chol HaPachis, L'gabi Gevoya, at least regarding to Hashem, which is what the pasuk in the book is talking about. So the you could say Barkas of Leisachma to the pasuk Leisachma is coming to tell you that the lesser tzipui afilo lo yichashem neved eli gvaya, that to say the plating is going to be forbidden, even though it's not considered neved only for Hashem. So that's although Tais originally understood that since a balchai is not considered as neved, it's only forbidden for Hashem. So the tzipa on them should also not be forbidden only for gevaya, and for a head you should be permitted. So that's what Tais is saying, that no, that even though it's not considered never only for gevaya, the tzipa of them is going to be forbidden even for a head, and the pasuk leis achmed. So that's what Tais says now. That so you're saying according to Bisiglu, the tzipa of the har is permitted because the mountain itself is not forbidden. So that's what Tais says. It says avagav. The har nami chashav never in the gevaya. What there it's also considered never the ground in gevaya. Can mochem perikot slama and the gemara but zodav and vavim beis the mishnah v'lahar. When you bow down to mount avon avasul the mizbeach, the stones become forbidden for the mizbeach. So you see it's considered never in the gevaya. Kamochem over tzipuyim mutter. Still the plating is permitted. Why? Yafin mekalem, because we learn from vessels like mitzri, they don't become forbidden. Kihechad yafin the takrivus mekalem, because the preacher just like you learn out the sacrifices from kalem that as we had previously explained. That just like him don't become forbidden by a mountain, so too, at the beginning of Taisis, that's the reason why even a mountain is considered leha. But however, the behemoth does not become forbidden when it's shechted for that. And therefore, that would be the same thing over here. And that Taisis ends with Ein Laharuch Kan Yoser. We don't have to be more lengthy about this right now over here. Next Taisis Master begins the Gemara, Rebutza Lefnei of Abris Kachavim. That if the animal is laying in front of the Avodah Zarah, if he slaughtered L'shem Akum, it's going to be forbidden. Now, so Taisa says, why are we saying Dafka Rebut? So it's a Perish Bukunj, Rashi explains, Lo Mebaya, I don't have to tell you a Medes, where we're standing, the Shekbiya, but a Bitsa, when he lifted up and he laid it down, the Kanabagba, he acquired it by lifting it up, and that's Shalai becomes his. So of course it could be Oyster, but even the Dabba Shein Shalai, that's the Chedesh, he can make it Asa. So it says in there that doesn't seem to be correct. Because the chihigbia, even when he lifts it up, namelik on the law, you're not going to acquire it. In should the chashav loy that it should be considered his, that he could do something to it. If you can't make something that's not yours forbidden, because dog gazabal in the sasha bailim, which is this case, when someone steals something and the owner didn't give up hope, shneim in mechon lahakdish, they both can't affect hakdish. The elevation is one because it's not his. The elevation b'shusse b'chol, and this one because it's not in his domain. As the gemara says, but becoming of some chesam base. So coming now, the gemara also later on the memalv memalv domer of Nachman says in odem oisa dabe shenish loy, that a person cannot make something that's not his forbidden. Parochle the gemara has mehamanasik from the case of. And someone poured someone else's wine for Avodah Zarah. My part, I'm Nasa. What is it? I'm Nasa. The moment you picked up, you acquired, because I'm Mazakan, like you must have given up in the base of the base. Elavadi, obviously, says Taisus, must be Bahachi Lechashashle, that doesn't make it his. Vainakonalai, it's not acquired to him. Elishai Ba'insin, just his Chavanansin. So rather, says Taisus, Nir Dinakar Revusa, they were picking a Chiddush and that it's laid down to say the Avogav the Lohir Bitsa, even though he didn't lay it down. That is, Vulayasa Ba'maisa Gol Kokach, he didn't do such a big action, it was already laying beforehand. Even so, us for such a small action, will still make it forbidden.
Like test master begin with the mogul of nevar zikachav. So here was the animal laying in front of the body zara, like we said in the previous different maschal tesis. Says to his ain lafarish, don't explain. Oh, because tafkal of nevar zikachav is specifically when laying in front of the body zara. Kribid ben bava, like the omla commander that says learn the mouth manav aim and asking yain. There's no halacha nisach yain ilaf nevar zikachav only in front of the body zara. And you're going to say what didn't shara body the same thing get all other services. No, the near the tafkal in the nisach kama. That's specifically regarding pouring libations. The Bechol Duchli, because in all places, the Irids told me about B'sheichin, when we talk about slaughtering, we don't say it has to be in front of the Void Zara. Void more, but that might pork B'samach. What is it more? Ashur, the Ashur, the Chutz, by when it was slaughtered outside Lul Chayiv. You shouldn't be Chayiv. But this Chattas that was slaughtered on Shabbos out of the Zara, from the Zara, the Bechatach Ba'afahu, because it's just cutting a piece of earth, a clump of earth. Hasam, B'shalei Shachal, if Nebuz Kechavim. There, you're not slaughtering in front of the Void Zara. For the Mitzri. And become makom chayiv oivid. Still, the one who does the service is liable. Made to have a oivid lahar, similar to one who worships avodah zara. So, what are you asking that you shouldn't be chayiv on shchut echutz? So it's obviously after shlo b'fenem as gechavim, not mitzvah that it does become a bit, even though it's not in front of the avodah zara. Because as Tais is saying that you see from the Gemara's question that. Well, you want to know why is he chayiv? What Tais is saying is that it's obvious that the reason why it's becoming forbidden is because the Gemara had asked you shouldn't be chayiv shchut echutz. When you do it, it becomes aser. That's what Tais is saying. Why does it become aser? It's not in front of the Zohar. Obviously, if it's not in front of the Zohar, it becomes aser. I've had no kachal of anybody to kachal. So then, why is Rabbanu saying in front of the Vaydazar? Or the most not get stam the namal? That's how normally it's done in front of the Vaydazar. Or now, another person could say, keeping the lifnei b'zikah chavim. Who? No, there's an element of chiddush. Since in front of the Vaydazar, mistomlish from b'zikah chavim miskam. We can presume that he's doing it with the intention of Vaydazar. Av bishlei pirsh, even though he didn't specify. And Tais has to clarify. Could go into Yisrael mumer, as the Gemara is going to say later on, that okay, together with those two, we'll say that he did it for Vaydazar. And Mahash says to him, oh, now based on this, Mahash the Matzlamema, now you could have come to answer what was in the previous text, in the Nakad Ravutza, why did we pick Ravutza? The Lema Boya here beats Lefanim Zikachom. I don't have to say when he lays down from the Bidzah, the Valish Mabbaz Zikachom is coming. Of course, that's his intention, because he did lay down. The Lefanim Ravutza Kvar, he's already laying down before, and keeping the Yisrael Momo, since he's a renegade Jew, and Meshach Lefanim Zikachom, and he's doing from the Bidzah, must be Meshach Lefanim Zikachom. His intention was for Bidzah, and that's why he was saying Lefanim Zikachom. Next says Master begins with the words Gemachik Yehadam Ula, like Ravunas Halacha we find like by Ula, which Tais points out the Maisa is Yuta Meula Seyat Meula. We're not bringing support from Ula. El Mahal De Mitzra Behemes Chaveira Al De Maisa. Meaning, although generally say a person cannot make something that's not his forbidden, but I see from Ula that if you do an action, you can make someone else's animal forbidden. Of the Mitzra Maisa Zut, but that it becomes forbidden even with a small action, like Ravunas is saying. In your chaladaktik, that you cannot infer from Ula, because the dema Ula, maybe Ula Meiser Abukama, maybe he holds it have to be something a large action. Actually, the Gemara later on says Amad Beis that oh, if Rabbuna wouldn't have said this, we wouldn't have asked that. You know, but he says it's even a small Meiser, but not Ula doesn't say that. I bought the Kamba Samach. This the Gemara says shortly, but Ula Meiser called to come, or Ula's come to teach us even a small action. I was saying from Uli, you don't see that evident. That's because Ravuna lemots lefruch and meiser rabbi. He, as we explained, he can't say it means a big action. Obviously, he's saying a small action because he's simon echad by. Because if he held it has to be a big action, like a small, like one simon, not just half of it, can have a little lefruch. He should have specified, and he doesn't. So obviously, he holds even the meiser zuta. So since Ravuna is based on Ula, so we say Ula, but really in Ula itself, you don't really see this evident. Next test, Master Tim begins with the words of Gemara. Chayiv shalosh chatois. So if someone goes and slaughters a chatas and Shabbos out of the Azor, he's chayiv three chatois. The test points out, loinoches lemenyana. We weren't trying to, like, you know, count how many you could be chayiv one Shabbos, because Timken, that's the case, listening abba. You could say a fourth liability, who Yom Kippur, if it would have been Yom Kippur. No, it's just these have a novelty related to them. Regarding Shabbos, you can be chayiv up bishlei tikkun the medoyed and remedy. And usually, for Shabbos to be chayiv, you have to have a masakin, not just a makalkel. El lohitzi midei even the chayiv, because yes, there is somewhat of a tikkun, even though for a Jew it's forbidden because it's mitzvah by the zar to eat. But at least it's a non-Jew is not going to be liable for even the chayiv. Can number pesachim like Gemara says pesachim regularly from the vayin gimel medal. Uvachutz labitz kachav ma'abachidish can mukh b'shmaiten, and where you have those two different halachas. Of the being chayv kachim bachutz, and
and even though it's like half of the Aaron being chayv on avodah zara, these two have chedushim related to them that avodah zara is, even though it's not his animal, it's still going to become forbidden. So therefore, that's why we said these three cases. So have a chiddush kedmulcha b'shmayt. Says Tzitz B'Tim, you can say, wait, why actually are you chayv for slaughtering on the outside of the Azar, but in Miskab B'Fnim? Because actually not, only thing you chayv b'chutz is something that would be acceptable inside. Because the chatzis aleiv, which is how the Gemara explains the case we're talking about, less el b'yachid is only applicable by an individual. It can't be a carbon seber. Vein carbon yachid carbon Shabbos. A private carbon cannot be sacrificed on Shabbos anyway. So you do it on Shabbos, that's not acceptable inside. Anything not acceptable inside, not chayv outside. So why chayv b'shchut echutz? B'Yashem says what you can say is the keeping them Zara Chutz, so since if you would do such a carbon and spray the blood, it would be acceptable. K'dashchan, like we find Perek Beis, the Beit HaChofim, and Beis Gabekim Seatzeres, by the carbon shlamim of Shavuos, Sheshachten Shalala Shman, if we're slaughtered not for its namesake, or Shalala Shman, not in its appropriate time. Yesh Lelos Chayv, Meshem Shchutei Chutz, meaning it would be acceptable, b'dievet, so therefore you're Chayv for Shchutei Chutz. As we find in Perek HaShech HaMa'ala, we include from Sukkim L'chai B'chutz to be liable what you do outside a kol psulim for all things that are disqualified Shem Allah Yerdu, but if it goes up it doesn't come down. That's the same thing over here, although of course like you're not supposed to do, but since it would be acceptable, so therefore you're going to be chayv. Now I says Tzav Avgav to Isav Benoi B'chutz, if someone slaughters the mother and the child carbon on the same day, you're going to be chayv for the second one. If you do it inside Potter, you're exempt to be doing outside because it's not yet time. It's not time for it to be brought because the mother was slaughtered. You have to wait a day. So it's Shabbos lechashem mechutzes man. Shabbos also not like oh it's not time for it because it can't be on the Shabbos. It's not true. The inzel mishum the ina say the carbon yochad dechalaisus in Shabbos only because you don't say the positive commandment of an individual carbon overriding a negative prohibition of Shabbos. But generally carbons could be brought on Shabbos and therefore that wouldn't qualify for mechutzes man. And therefore it is technically considered davar that niskal b'fnim and there you're gonna be chayv b'shchut dechutz even on Shabbos.